Good morning, heart friends. It's great for me to be able to talk to you and visit with you, and I am so grateful for all of you. Anyway, here is my story. I was born in Mexico. I got married at the age of 19 in Mexico City to an American. I had a baby in Mexico City, and in 1961, the family, all my in-laws, my mother, and the three of us moved to the States because they were worried that Fidel Castro was going to bring communism into Mexico. My husband had gone to college in Fresno, so they decided to move to California. We moved to the Bay Area and bought our first house in San Rafael. My husband went to law school, and upon graduation, he got a job in Santa Rosa, where we lived for many years. My children went to Catholic school, but my oldest daughter and my son, I have three children at this time, and my son started using pot, and their behavior was horrendous. So I was pretty much falling apart. So I started praying to Jesus, and Mother came into my life. Anyway, I graduated from college in 1976. I wanted to be a bilingual teacher, but my husband discouraged me, saying I would just be wiping noses. Now, today I'm doing volunteer work in school. I'm working with first graders. And guess what I am? Teaching them to blow their noses. So I went into real estate and got my broker's license. I was very involved politically and became the president of the Women's Council of Realtors, which is a branch of the Board of Realtors. Then I started participating in study groups for the Summit Lighthouse. And I went to Summit University, Moria and Kuan Yin, in 1984. My husband had given me permission to go. But when he saw that I was leaving, he said, "You're leaving me." My husband began to threaten legal separation. I talked to Mother, and she said, "Twice around the clock is enough." I had been married 24 years. Anyway, it was hard because I loved my husband. So I had some very painful years after that. So we got divorced, which was very hard for my youngest daughter, Linda, who has been a joy to me. She lives in Montana now, and that's why I want to be in Butte, because I want to be close to her. She lives in the mountains. So after my divorce, I went on staff at Camelot. I started translating the dictation of the prior week so we could study it the following Sunday. We met in El Moria's room. In order to support myself, I became a loan broker, which my real estate license allowed me to do. Then Camelot was moving to Montana, and I had no desire to move there. I went back to Santa Rosa and worked as an account executive for Citicorp. Then El Moria said, "The Astra Seas are rising." So I decided to move to Bozeman. It was very hard from Santa Rosa to Bozeman. It was just a different world. I was involved at the teaching center and became the treasurer of the board. I continued to translate. I did the four volumes of the Lost Teachings of Jesus, the Science of the Spoken Word, A Dweller on Two Planets, and many, many dictations. And then I also translated Climb the Highest Mountain, which was actually published. It was not the whole thing, but parts of it. Then Moria said that the children were the most important people. Of course, I didn't have any children. I had married Horacio Garces in 1991, and he didn't speak English. So we decided to go to Santa Rosa and be foster parents to Spanish-speaking children. We fostered three Mexican children who had been grossly abused by mom's boyfriend. We went to trial, and the man was convicted. They accused me of lying so I could keep the children, which I had no desire to do. Finally, the girls were adopted, and the boy went someplace else. He was very violent, and these children were 5, 6, and 7 when I got them. But they were, it's amazing how the corruption happens so fast. So we returned to Bozeman, sold my house, and moved to Butte. By this time, Mother retired, and I was an orphan. I stopped going to the ranch because all I did was cry. I was working with Peter Duffy, putting in the computer old lectures that had been typed. And I loved that because I was learning from these lectures. Then Marcia Covington called me. She was the vice president of the board in Bozeman, so we knew each other well, and told me that she was training David Lewis, whom I knew because I was translating Keepers of the Flame lessons, and he was in charge. So my friends and I started attending lectures given by Marcia and David. the church began to persecute those who were following other messengers. It was the Spanish Inquisition all over again. Then I was invited to be on the Council of the Heart Center, which I gladly accepted. I was the secretary, the bookkeeper, Mary University registrar, the translator, etc. So I sold my house in Butte and bought one in Livingston. After a year and a half, I resigned from the council and went back to Butte. And then, you know, I started, I hope, balancing some karma and all that, which we all want to do. And one day, my friend Jean Morgan, who is a true heart friend, who visits me every summer, told me what the Heart Center was doing, and I decided to come back because it was so wonderful to be able to participate without going anywhere. I didn't want to go anywhere. David asked me to translate some books, which I did, but they realized that the real need was for a transcriber, which I am doing right now, and I love it. I work with Lenore Harris, who is just a joy. I call her my little Lenore. And what attracted me so much was that David finally manifested the pink plume of the threefold flame, which the summit had nothing able to do, unfortunately. And all the people who followed him had that heart flame so developed, such a joy. So I don't like to travel anymore, and I told David that I would not be going on pilgrimages anymore. I love the broadcasted seminars, and I feel that I am there. I'm not limited by space. And I have become my name, Solitude. While I was with the Heart Center, I went to Mexico. I went on several pilgrimages, but one was, I was just talking recently to Donna Dregan, and she reminded me she had been there. Tom and Celeste Miller were there, Gloria Rojas. And I want to mention that Gloria Rojas does a beautiful job reading the daily meditations. She has such a nice voice. Anyway, recently David told me in a soul-raising session that I had completed 95% of the work I came to do. So eagerly, I hope I can finish the other 5% since old age is creeping in. I am chronologically advanced. Do you have any questions, Kathleen?
That's a great way, chronologically advanced. So,
isn't that cute? Yeah, that's great. I copied it from somewhere.
I realize you told us that your name is Solitude, and I forgot at the very beginning to ask you to announce your full name.
No, that's okay, because David told me that my real name is Sol.
Ah, and Sol means the sun also.
Yes, and I have always been called Sol, except at the summit, because they don't like to use nicknames, but I like nicknames.
Oh, I like your name too. So you were talking a little bit about the Heart Center pilgrimage you have gone on, and you said you went on the first one to Mexico, like back in 2005.
Right.
And is there any other one, or is there any thing about those pilgrimages you'd like to mention, any story or anything?
Well, I don't have any stories. I went to Canada one time, and Lydia Pisani, a dear friend of mine, went also. I got her involved in the Heart Center, and she did a very good job. She's not in the Heart Center right now, but she just received a blessing in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, from Saint Germain. And anyway, so we're doing what we have to do. I mean, it's just...
Yes. I was there for Lydia's blessing. It was truly magnificent.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yes. I was sitting right next to her. It was so beautiful.
You know, it wasn't recorded for some reason, and she was never able to hear what Saint Germain had said to her. Anyway, but I told her, on different levels, you received it.
That's right. And are you particularly close to Saint Germain or El Moria, one of the masters?
Well, El Moria has always guided me, and I just, you know, first ray, and I'm pretty blue. So, Mother Mary, but Jesus I love. There, you know, there are so many I love. The ones I love the most are the ones I know best. But lately I've been falling in love with Yogananda. I love those teachings. So, anyway, you know, the masters give us all the knowledge that we need to receive. And I'm trying to learn to meditate. And for my personality, because I'm a doer, it's really hard, but I'm working on it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you, Sol. Thank you very much for being with us today and telling us your story. And even though you don't like to travel, we know that you are with us in spirit.
I am. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Sol. Bye-bye.